You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Origins. Enjoy.
Sir?
It's a young, 5'8". Maybe a buck and a half.
Show me your
ass. Skinny guy, baby face. You can't be more than 18. Looks kind of dirty. He has a wheat stalk hanging out of his mouth.
It keeps rolling 13.
It's at 4 today.
Not really.
That's just the location where you're at right now.
It's okay. Spinning it.
Correct? And then Alicia has one too.
Female.
Yep. Female, mid 20s, blonde hair, blue eyes.
9.
She's helping behind the bar with passing out food and drinks right now.
So what you'd say, because I did it probably.
How it says you do, you should just do that. Slip the hand out so you can't see the numbers. That's a 14. That's how we're doing this.
So we can talk to the guy who needs the description.
Yeah, talk to him first.
We should just go around and identify everybody, but ask if they saw anything suspicious, or if they've seen any of the people from the ship.
Beef jerky.
Like the girl or the guy who was suspicious.
The one who was indeed the guy who kept himself.
Either the one who was staying alone by himself or the one who was hanging out below deck, either one.
Yeah. Yep, we'll start with the one who might match the description.
Gosh, the guy with a stalk in his mouth.
Yeah. This should be entertaining.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
My name is Amalia. Lord Victor and I would like to have a conversation with you in the side room, or just outside, I guess, since it really is in the side room.
I'm in a yoga
shop. Okay.
Who proves fruitful, I'll buy your next round of drinks.
I can't turn down an offer like that.
Okay. She leads you outside. Where Victor is waiting.
Yeah, so what's all this about then?
What was the name of the ship?
Dulcet Crow.
Don't everybody what you see here today.
Were you one of the passengers on the Dulcet Crow arrived last night?
Yeah, I think that's what it was called.
So this is what set off the alarm.
Just had some general questions. There was a little bit of trouble apparently on board ship. Any particular issues with any of the passengers or anything unusual stand out by?
The Dollar General.
Nothing real out of the ordinary. Late arrival, couple people. You know, I generally mind my own business. I was probably sleeping about half the trip, but couple people keeping themselves. Just random stuff.
Might I ask your name?
Yes, it's Noah.
Three Noahs are there.
A ton.
Three so far.
None that I know of.
Hey, you know I know of you.
The drummer's got jokes.
That's the guy with the
gun. Think you're some kind of... Have any issues with any of the crew?
No, they tend to keep themselves too. I keep my nose out of people's business. You know, people get kind of touchy around, you know, youngins peeking in and that. I'm lucky enough to even be, you know, come over here, this kind of adventure, you know, try to keep my nose out of things.
What are you intending to do here?
This guy's all about noses.
Well, at the moment, I'm working the stable. Love horses, always have. I figure I stick around the tavern long enough, I'll get a semi-permanent job around here, and that would be good enough for me.
Anything unusual happened during the trip over? Anything that usual or noteworthy?
Nothing stood out.
Ari?
I mean, I guess there was one guy who was keeping to himself. Most of them were kind of quiet, but he really didn't seem to be real personable. Kind of hiding in a corner type of thing.
Do you know what he looked like?
Not really. I mean, he had hair kind of like mine, and he was maybe a little bit shorter than me, but I didn't get a real good look at him. I didn't have any interest, really.
All right, well, I won't take up any more of your time, but thank you for the information.
And I hear it.
Best of luck here.
Amalia hands you a silver piece on the way back in.
Boy, this is highway route.
She says, he could be a sailor.
There's a few of those still in there.
I have to do the wild before I can do the keys. Get my throat ready.
You can't just get into it.
Now we do. Anybody else in here of interest?
I don't say wild that much.
Well, we don't know if one of the three women is either the ones with the crate or the
right.
I should have asked you.
I'm probably going to have to start asking if they've seen. Course, I guess we kind of did ask him if he saw anybody asking suspicious, but you could ask him directly if they've seen somebody that fits that description.
Yeah. And where if they saw where they might have went.
Yeah.
Well,
unfortunately, our town's getting to be a pretty big place.
More and more by the day, and all of them unknown to each other. let's say grab one of the women.
Okay.
Probably the one in her 30s.
Come here.
Get over here.
Which one was that?
I don't know. I didn't get names.
Okay. I'm in my 20s.
Late 30s. There you go.
My character's name is Paul.
If you ask her name, that'll help.
I did ask the last guy's name.
Yeah, and you gave
no one.
I haven't called her out yet.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. I wasn't saying you didn't. I'm saying make sure you do that towards the beginning so you figure out, check our lists.
I'm Noah. Noah, buddy.
Wait a minute. I've already talked to Noah.
Twice.
I don't know.
I don't know Noah. The difference between one Noah or to other.
I don't know a single Noah.
All right, so Amalia comes and fetches you and asks you to come outside for a minute.
Okay.
Just some questions, if you don't mind.
Well,
okay.
In Paul's office.
What's
up? Out of the way out, she says, I'm sorry, I'm Amalia. Your name was?
Violet.
Violet, nice to meet you.
You as well.
She introduces you. This is Lord Victor.
Violence.
I presume you've heard of him.
I don't know if I heard of him in the Pan Reach.
You've heard of him coming to the island.
Yeah.
He's essentially one of the ruling council members, at least, if not the governor.
Governor.
Only in being the part of the ruling council?
Yes.
Hello, governor.
Her name is Violet.
Pleasure to meet you, Violet.
Pleasure.
Would you happen to have been one of the passengers that arrived on the Dulcet Pearl yesterday?
Yes.
Shouldn't be any issues. Just I heard something. Heard a couple of strange things that might have happened on board the ship. I'm just trying to get a little more information. Did you happen to interact with any of the other passengers? Anything unusual or strange that might have stood out?
On the boat, not so much. When we were exiting the boat ship, I gave
a stowaway girl a snack. I wasn't sure she was a stowaway, but I'm a baker, so I had things that I baked.
Wonder, wonder.
Well, we're checking my list right now because there might be more than one pilot. There is more than one pilot. Darn it.
But not more than one pilot who's a baker, I don't think.
Violet. No, there isn't.
Baker daughter.
But there was seamstress Violet, which I thought this might have been.
How many violent bakers do we have in this town?
This place is so much, so full of violent, violent people.
Here I'm going to ask passenger number.
They didn't assign me one of those?
Ron, there's no reason for political violence.
Political violence?
Political violence.
Did something happen?
Probably nothing of particular importance, but just something I told a friend that I would look into. Did you happen to, you were getting off the ship when you...
Yes, it was after we were disembarking.
Did you happen to see where she might have went?
Do you have an H?
Yeah. Well, I have HGS, so I don't know if that's the same.
Sorry. Yeah, she has an H as well. I think it would be good.
That's it.
You might have something.
She went up the North Shore. She's a redheaded girl. Past the fishing shack.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Amalia nods. That's significant. That's something. We found something. Yeah. 2 hours of searching, we found something.
Well, thank you for that. If she's stowed away and isn't in any trouble, I'd like to reach out and at least make sure that no one tries to take advantage of her.
She's grateful for the snack. Of course, I am a pretty good baker.
Is that what you intend to do here on the island?
Yes.
You have land. You'll need a house.
Eventually, yeah.
I'll be glad to have you. More the merrier.
I have a kitchen. In the meantime, you could bake out of my kitchen.
Thank you.
My children would love fresh bread, especially, say, banana bread, pumpkin bread, things like that.
She's the weird bread maker.
She's recruiting me. I gave her good information, and I can have a good skill.
I'll show her to the house.
Sorry? I'll show her to the house.
And then I'll catch up with you.
Random woman that came off the ship, I'm going to show you to my house and let you bake me food.
Please feed my children.
Do you know that she's pegged you as the assassin and she's going to kill you and cook you with you?
I'm immortal, so it doesn't matter if you poison me.
At 28 degrees, so it leaves no match. Why is our oven so overbuilt? Don't ask questions you don't want answers to.
Well,
I'll pull out like something I had wrapped that I, you know.
Thank you.
Some sort of tart or something.
After we get you to the house, we'll get you some money so you can buy supplies and get started. You can sleep there for now until you get your own place underway.
That's most generous.
I'm sick and tired of the kids complaining about the fare.
I wasn't going to say anything.
As you're walking away, you hear her say, by the way, do you make soup too?
I'm a bard.
I could probably do that.
Soup and bread. That's all we really need.
A nice stew?
Sure, whatever. I mean, what supplies are available day to day changes rapidly.
Maybe in a bread bowl.
Ooh.
Yeah. At the beginnings of Panera.
That's going to be her surname. Violet right. Panera. Violet Panera. Okay.
Panera.
So now you're left alone.
Yeah. Can you just make sure she didn't notice anything weird with the crew, anything else? I don't want to have my questioning interrupt.
Okay.
Right. See, now that is putting family first.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. On the way back, she does question her some more.
She doesn't really have any...
anything else useful.
I don't know what this would pertain to. The G.
Oh, so that is something potentially useful.
I just don't know what so it pertains to.
I might find out later.
She's like... what? She's like...
30.
James. She's like, I am the SS
30.
37. Sir, it says here that that's what to say. Yeah, I am the assassin instead of you in the chest while you're looking at the surprise.
The GS was for the girl.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
It says here that I assassinate people with bread.
It says here, roll okay. For initiative.
Since right. You're surprised.
Questioning anybody else at the tavern?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to call out random women, though.
Hey, baby.
Now that your wife left.
Yeah, now your wife's gone.
Yeah. What do you plan on doing while you're in town? I'm a prostitute. Oh, okay.
Well, my wife just left, so.
You set you up with a house on the west edge of town. And, okay. All right, so I got, I'll have to take... Alicia's sheep, because she's not here now.
Can we just do it?
Sure.
There's the blonde in the 20s and the blonde in the 20s.
Well, then it's Tommy.
One with green eyes, one with blue eyes.
I'm the green-eyed blonde.
Okay, I think I'm taking the green-eyed one first.
Mine's Hazel, so I don't know.
And maybe that does say Hazel. Now, this says blonde-blue, but it could be, who knows.
Who knows?
Alrighty, anyways. Excuse me, miss.
Howdy. Look at the profession on that
Victor.
One.
My name's Victor. Would you mind stepping outside and having a report?
Cook.
Cook.
Sure.
We already hired a baker. We're good now.
I'm just laughing. It's funny.
The fact that we jumped all over the baker?
Yeah, and now she's a cook.
Now I have the cook.
That's amazing.
She wanted
so you
to take
with
her.
A baker.
I don't know if she wants books.
Oh, yeah, you ended up with the baker.
As long as you can do
cook.
Soup.
Yes. Yeah. It was your mom's, but your mom's
right,
not
anyway,
here.
Anyway, who are you? The question is Tommy's character.
Yes, might I ask your name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte? Nope. Were you happen to be one of the passengers that arrived on the Dulcet Probe last evening?
Are all these passengers?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I was.
Why are you talking like you're 85?
As a matter of fact,
hey, sugar.
Hey there, sugar plum. Aren't you just a man in shining armor?
Did you happen to notice anything strange on your trip over? Have any particular interactions with any of the other passengers? Anyone that might have stood out?
All I noticed was the last being a passenger who was in a rush because she was running late. She had a big chest. Like, not chest, but chest.
All of Tommy's people do that.
It's a running joke at this point.
Yeah,
You gotta make sure the rumors are right.
This one goes in this year.
And then there was another woman. She had a lot of luggage. She was overly protective of her belongings. She's kind of rude to the one guy, so I never caught his name.
Did you happen to see where either of them might have went once they disembarked?
I did not. I'm just a simple maid.
Now we found a maid.
Just hiring your whole keep staff.
Is that, what you intend to do for a living here on the island?
Yeah. But I don't know.
I only know how to clean things.
Wait, what's her number again?
35.
Okay. Thank you.
No, yeah. Is a poor girl? A poor family?
She's cheerful.
I'm sure that's not how that song goes.
She's just a poor girl. Nobody loves her.
Any problems with any of the crew, or?
Not that I know of. I kind of just kept to myself.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
I'm just a simple man from the southern Misco.
There's a lot of maids in southern Misco.
They call me
Bill.
We
are kind of like that.
Yep. My name's really Bill. Southern Bill.
Okay,
can I ask what took you to North Diamond Cove to take the ship over?
Work, mostly. See, my granddad has bad health. I heard there was work here that could help him, that perhaps get him to the temple.
They haven't even built the temple yet.
Thank you much for your time.
Oh. My granddad isn't here. He's in Southern Misco. Random weird voice in my head.
He sounds like the puppets from Mr. Rogers.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He sounds like the king.
Okay. Next.
Is the barkeep new?
No.
Because that's who, or the one that Amalia said she was behind the bar helping out.
That's the cook.
Oh, that's the cook.
Now you're channeling.
Really? Cook, barkeep, whatever. Yeah, see.
Becky has her.
So I'm going to go in and approach the
fish
cook.
Her out. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm Victor. Were you one of the passengers that arrived with the Dulcet Curly yesterday?
Do people from New Atra have a heavy accent?
They do as well.
No, not sad. Okay.
It's great. It's an elven, it's a half-elven human community.
Oh.
You talk flowery like an elf.
I don't know if I can handle that. yes.
Do you think it'd be possible to have a couple of moments of your time to ask you a few questions outside?
I suppose. Is this like a quality satisfaction sort of thing on the ride over?
Well, sort of. Someone had told me that there might have been a problem on board, and I'm just checking into it for a friend.
Oh, I didn't see anything.
Did you have any interactions with any of the other passengers? Anyone that might have stood out?
Just a last-minute passenger with a large container.
Anyway, not to say chips.
I did.
I'm sorry, I never did ask your name.
Mia.
Do you want a container? Do you want a real container?
Oh, wait, cheerful. Hold on. I gotta be cheerful. Shut up. I know.
Wait, Becky, role playing cheerful? Well, this is gonna be,
I have to act like I'm at work.
It's gonna stretch your abilities.
I'm trying to sell a house.
I only do it for money.
I do.
Did you have any problems with the crew, or hear of any problems with the crew?
No.
Anything strange happened on the trip over, or just before?
No.
No, it's actually
stupid. Regarding the lady with the big box or container, did you happen to see where she might have headed after the disembarking?
Daniel? Did I see where the lady with the big box went?
No.
No.
And I'm guessing, based on the fact you're working here, you've already found at least short-term employment, but wish you the best of luck here on the island.
Thanks. She has a bright, cheery
smile. Yeah.
Okay. All right, who's this guy who's 30 with the gray beard, or gray hair?
He's a dirty with the gray beard.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of you fellas got a gray beard?
Why are you channeling Sling Blade?
I don't even know who that is. You flip it over. I went on my toe.
I'm
in the tavern.
Might I bring it here?
Go to YouTube.
Why did I bother you with a couple questions outside? I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were in the middle of eating.
I set my knife and fork down. Dad,
I'll pay for your meal.
That sounds like pop.
I appreciate that. I'll dab my mouth with a napkin around the table. Follow you.
Okay.
Were you one of the passengers that arrived on the Dulcet Pearl last evening?
Indeed, I was.
Might I ask your name?
James.
Perfect name.
One cannot come up with a better name.
I'm a potter by trade.
The red teams. James Potter.
What is going here?
I think I just invented surnames.
So the
problem is you have
like
two people in town who are a Smith already.
So don't go anywhere.
Any,
not that.
During your trip over, any other action with the other passengers, anyone who might have stood out as strange or such?
That boy.
Oh, there's perhaps a few.
about Thornton.
There's one woman that was just
yeah.
incredibly protective of her
these
belongings of
this
her luggage.
Sure
we would try to lend her a hand or anything like that. She would scold them.
Really?
Open ear? Open earbuds?
Found it quite peculiar.
I bought them as a treat for myself.
Other than that, well, there was a young lady who rushed onto the ship at the last second. Just before it departed, had a large box of some sort, perhaps a crate.
Did you happen to see where either of them might have went when they disembarked?
Unfortunately, no. I must have lost track of them. I wasn't really paying particular close attention to either one of them.
Any particular issues with any of the crew or any problems that you heard of?
No, all in all, it was quite a pleasant experience.
I mean, I don't hear that you mentioned you're a potter. Is that what you intend to do here on the island?
It is. I shall apply my trade.
Well, wish you the best of luck on your endeavors here. We certainly can use any men of the trades we can get.
Thank you.
I'll pass you over silver for your dinner. Or if it's more, I'll pay more.
Silver would be sufficient.
Oh, it was more.
Potter slash thief.
Yeah, right. Connect with them all.
I'm a
Potter slash opportunist.
Intelligent businessman.
Potter slash candy capitalist. Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's even weirder. My thumbs are double jointed.
I think I erased your guy.
They can do gross things like
I just erased Victor for two silk.
He was the first one you talked to.
He was the first one.
Right size. Right size guy.
Okay. Uh-huh. So then I just have the sailors. So I will go up to the first sailor and ask if I might speak with them.
Okay. Sure. Let's see. You've got a guy in his mid-30s, got his low-30s, got his high-30s. 30
salt and pepper.
Salt, 30 salt and pepper. Okay.
Give me those.
I'm going to pick up the pace a little bit.
My dad's kidding.
My name's James. I'm an experienced sailor, master navigator.
I
can't. Notice you've been asking a lot of people questions.
Are you on board the or from the
Dulcet Crow? Yep. Are you looking for somebody?
Just asking some questions. There might have been some strange happenings on the ship. Do you have any interaction with any of the passengers? Anything particular stand out about them to you?
Yeah, nothing really special. A couple of hard-nosed types, don't mess with my stuff, that kind of thing. One came on real late, almost missed the ship. You looking for somebody in particular?
Just trying to get some information and making some inquiries for a friend. Is there anybody in particular that you think I should be paying attention to?
No, but I was just going to say, William over there, the motion to one of the guys there, another gray-haired fellow, says, served in the boat almost every trip bringing the passengers in. So if he heard them talking or saw which way they went when they got out of the boat, he could probably help you. You're looking for somebody in particular. That's all I was thinking.
Oh, gotcha.
No.
Anything odd happened on the trip over?
The cheese would be odd like that, too.
I mean, I was only in the first boat. I didn't see anything strange. I can't have much of a row crew because you got to bring all the luggage. So usually two oarsmen and a navigator and then a boat full of luggage or a boat full of passengers, unless you wanted to take all day. Me here in the cove, obviously, not a lot in the way of waves, so no pilot necessary at this time.
Thank you much for your time.
Yep.
I guess you can do it yourself.
William?
William, can I bother you real quick?
Okay. Gray haired guy, late 30s, blue eyes, a little over 6 foot, 180 pounds. He's actually leaning back against the wall near the bar, the bard who's playing some music, drinking a flagon of something. But he accompanies you outside. What can I do for you?
Just wanted to ask a few questions about the trip over from Diamond Cove. Do you have any chance to interact with any of the passengers? Anything in particular stand out about them?
No, not a lot, really. You know, passengers have their oddities. That's a real thing. Anything in particular you're asking about?
I guess there was only a few things that were noted that I might follow up on, but apparently there was a woman who had a fair amount of luggage that was quite concerned about anybody touching it. Any idea of where she might have headed when she disembarked?
No, but I can tell you something, and that is that she wasn't traveling alone. It was actually another woman with her. Two of them. The other girl was being a little more friendly. In fact, I think her name was Emma.
Perhaps you'd like to write for Low Moon Adventures. The Prince Albert series on Kindle is a short story series where you can write your own based on our prompts and donate them or donate half their profit to the ministry.
She said they were bringing all that luggage for somebody that's coming later. It wasn't their stuff, and they were told if anything happened to it, it was going to be on them. Can't be too hard to find them, right? Or somewhere. Four or five big chests. Barrel of something.
Speaking of large boxes and containers, there was also someone who arrived just a little bit after the ship was due to take off with a large crane, apparently.
Yeah, I saw her leaving. Brought her over in the boat. Launch. Don't think I got her name. She was long brown hair, pretty brown eyes, kind of medium thick, a little over 5.5 feet tall, I'd say.
Happen to see which direction she headed off in?
I didn't. Sorry, I didn't pay attention. Really only had the chance to pay attention to the last couple of boats of passengers because once we had all the luggage ashore, they were taking their luggage off. They take the luggage off, put it on the shore, and they're sorted out, and we're in the boat headed back out. But then at the end, we didn't really have any luggage. So the last couple of boats, there was a young girl, I didn't see her the whole trip. She came in shore. And then she just sort of slipped into the crowd. I don't know where she went. Then there was another guy. I remember noticing the whole trip, I didn't see him at dinner ever. But probably brought his own supplies on board. A lot of guys do that, especially if they're grouchy about closed quarters.
I can see which way he went.
Went into the main part of town, like
He never came in the tavern. Out toward the farms or destroy their buildings.
Don't have anything, any other questions for you. I do appreciate your time, though.
No problem. Just glad it wasn't me causing the trouble this time. That's everybody of significance.
Yeah, there's a couple other sailors in there, but I think they'll probably have the same general information.
Oh, anyway. Hold on, wait, there might be one person who might volunteer something. Yeah.
I don't care about us. I do pull them both out and ask them. I just
don't play it out. Yeah, so one of the guys will say that he knows that the guy that people are saying kind of kept to himself.
Mm-hmm.
He went out toward the farms and construction. The one that you described, that you give him the description of the guy without knowing a name, and he describes him as being, he went out toward that way. Okay. What now?
So I just don't know who I already talked to.
It is.
For people who don't have anywhere to stay, would they end up in the tent camp?
I mean, it depends if they brought their own stuff with them. A lot of people do. That's where most of the tents are coming from. They bring them with them when they come. Because remember, they're getting a piece of land.
Yeah. Exactly.
So they go and erect their tent on their land until they can build a building on it.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to head towards the, more towards the trade area, thinking that some of the people who came here to, you know, to create a living, is their plot of land is probably going to be in the business district.
So you basically, you have the construction area basically is broken down into North Diamond Cove 1-2, SMC 1-2, you have fishing, lumberjacking, which would mean leaving town because they'd be out in the woods. Fields and farms. The well. The blacksmith and work area. So there's an area right outside where the blacksmith is that other craftsmen will sometimes work and sell their wares, that kind of thing. And then the streets, if you will, which is like, that could be trade. But it'll mean walking around and looking for people who either might match the description of who you're looking for, or just look enough like somebody that came from the ship.
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
You go walking through that area where the farms and construction is. You would hit the fields and farms. You would hit the four construction areas in whatever order.
Yeah, we'll just start with the construction areas. Okay. Start with Southern's Cove, 1 and 2.
All right. SMC 1 and 2.
Yep. Right. I doubt there would be. If anybody looks to have a particular choice plot of land, or more than one plot of land connected, it'd be good to know. I doubt that would happen.
Okay, so SMC 1 has a guy in his young 30s, chestnut hair and brown eyes, a woman in her young 20s with black hair and hazel eyes, A woman in her upper 20s with brunette hair and gray eyes. And a man in his late 30s or early 40s with salt and pepper hair. All of whom look like they're possibly from recent. They're not, like, settled. And then an SMC2 only has two people. And one is a female in her early 20s with black hair and green eyes. And one is a female in her early 40s with black hair and blue eyes. You have a total of six people that look like they might fit somewhere in the equation. There are other people, but those are people that... Right now, Victor is getting fairly familiar with the list.
I want to say cleric.
Yeah.
So you could... I mean, obviously, it's hard. Might be hard for you to do it, but he's kind of going, oh, okay. That could be so-and-so.
Well, I know, I'm in particular, brunette hair, brown eyes, black hair, hazel eyes, 21, where the first one was...
Yeah, black hair, hazel eyes, 21. She's number 31 on the list.
Yeah. That's, I mean, yeah, I'm looking for 15, 31, and 24.
Those are the ones you're interested in?
Yeah. Well, it's because that's potentially the ones that have been somewhat identified as outliers.
Okay. So,
luggage, friend of luggage, and she of the large chest. Yeah.
So, none of those four are in SMC 1.
No,
none of those four are in SMC at all.
I am friend of luggage.
So, 31, 8, 5, 6, 11, and 17. Or not in that order. It goes 5, 8, 11. 5, 6, 8, 11. There we go. 17 or 31. 17
or 31. I cannot come up with a single spot of the loss. Why do you need to bring out a lot of it and get the stuff back? Wants to get more stuff.
Do any of those interest you, or would you like to move on to a different area?
For the time being, move on to a different area.
Okay. Pack them up real quick.
Double check for this.
More Diamond Cove construction?
Sure.
Okay, got... What were the numbers you were looking for again?
15... 31, 24.
Of course, I'm not seeing it on the cleric list either.
Nope. None of those match. See people, but they do not match the description of what you were looking for.
Is Drew a third
unless month. It's Quintel. But I'm not actually looking at the description. I'm just going by the numbers to speed it up.
So not cleric.
Rules out. Now, mind you, that doesn't mean they don't know something.
Yeah.
Of course, Lorelai's weird. She could get it.
Okay, Fields and Farms?
Yeah, we'll do Fields and Farms.
Edwards or Edwards?
Fields and Farms.
Edwards left in?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do Reach. The tentacles, obviously.
No, the tentacles attack.
I don't think so.
They come up.
Say the numbers again.
Sorry. 15.
No,
24. And 31.
Nope. There are five there that look like they might be, but they are not any of those. Also, you do have a lead on the redheaded.
Oh, that's well, yeah.
Okay.
At
that sixth level, and
yeah.
I'm probably going
so to that leaves.
And, the, and I know the man that kept to himself and didn't eat went out towards the logging camp.
Mm-hmm. You know what glass he does.
So you haven't shit yet. I can give you some credit for wandering the streets by now because you've been to four different areas.
Yeah.
Give me the numbers again.
15, 24,
31. I wonder if those numbers exist.
Six.
Nope. I've got 33, 47, 27, 38, and 14. Got to be somewhere, right?
Yeah. Starting to get suspicious.
Starting to get suspicious. Okay. I found 15. We'll assume you see 15. She is working in the blacksmith and laboring area.
Stupid.
30 and 32 are there, but neither one of those would probably set you spoke interest in.
Yes.
At least not yet. Sorry,
what is the area effect?
We can start with 15.
Okay. So, 15 is late 30s, brunette hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 150 pounds, female. You already kind of know that she originates from the Pan Reach.
There she might be a seamstress.
Yes.
She already has my sorry, already has my tension wrenched.
Yes. So, just to speed it up, in questioning her, she is a seamstress. The large chest in question is here. The work area, and it is filled with cloth, materials, and various things to perform her trade. And given the quantity thereof, there's no way that anyone or anything of any size could have been inside the chest other than all the stuff that she has. And in kind of poking her, she seems pretty oblivious. She didn't know that there was somebody who was keeping to themselves. She didn't know that anything odd happened during the trip. She didn't know that there was a stowaway. She doesn't have any of that knowledge whatsoever.
Was there any particular reason that you almost missed the ship?
I think they were trying to make that.
I was running late. I took a carriage. And then the carriage driver asked me if we should go through the marketplace or go around. And I wanted to go through the marketplace to buy some cloth, which I did, and then it took like, I don't know, half an hour extra to get through the marketplace after that instead of the other way. So he said it was all my fault. But anyway, I made the ship. So there's that.
Too lazy to shoot.
Also working in that area is one other individual, but he's not on your list of interesting people.
Oh, great water, so.
Look.
Oh, actually, there's two. Hold on, another one. Let's see. 30. Also not on your list, correct?
30 is not on my list, but if they're here, I'll go ahead and just make sure they don't have anything that I'm missing.
So he is the Baker Benjamin. And he also seems fairly oblivious. And the stable boy Jack is there. He's actually working the bellows of the blacksmithy. And
well, it says you can reverse it with a equally potent create water spell.
That one passenger kept to himself. We had brown hair. I think I was maybe a little less than 6 foot tall. And he does say that he can identify him.
Basically, it is if you do it on water and there's instead of turning it to dust, it turns it to super thick mud.
At this moment, neither have I.
I'm not sure that's better.
I haven't seen him since
the then we have to get through super thick mud.
Is that their area water or something like that?
Out there somewhere.
I'm going to go ahead and head towards the area where the stowaway was last seen.
Myself, okay. Precipitation where I can create 10 foot by 10 foot cube of water, which I could also create 10 foot by 10 foot cube of air or dust or fire. That's what I was thinking, is if I could create a 10 foot by 10 foot cube of air.
That's level airy water.
The only way I could get it would be to go to the Mage Guild and get it.
That's very funny. Okay, so
or if you, had
you do see on the way to the Fisherman Shack, you see some guys fishing in a boat off the shore. And
I can't even guess.
I don't think throwing anybody overboard is so upset.
I literally have seven spells.
So what? One of them appears to be a sailor from the ship.
12. I have 12 spells.
In fact, both of them do and one of them is female.
Cleric. One of them might have been the one that said they were going to go fishing when they got off the ship.
She's not someone you questioned previously.
I could create an insecure shelter out of that.
It's not worth throwing out.
Okay.
That's so what I was doing.
So you head out to pass the fisherman's shack. On the way there, one of the guys who they kind of dress like a monk. He's wearing white pants and a white shirt, split tunic, no shoes.
Comes out more back.
Sees you, recognizes you, and
get the ability to do it.
And he says, "What brings you out this way? Can I help in any way?"
Just following up on, there might have been a young girl who was a stowaway on the boat. Headed out, or one of the ships that docked last night headed out this way. Just checking to make sure that she wasn't in trouble or in need of anything.
Hmm. Chest high, redhead, pretty little thing. Saw her on the beach earlier today.
Not sure.
A couple hours ago now.
You said glasses?
Yeah. Best thing to take a look at that just in case. Yeah.
Okay. The glass wall. Malia still has not caught up with you, but you've been everywhere, so.
Yeah.
You wind up traveling 100 yards or so outside town, around the edge of the cliff and so on, and you find your the redhead girl staying in basically what looks to be like a makeshift camp. She has some clothing set out to dry. Just walking around barefoot herself, her sandals off. She has a tiny fire that's maybe like 10 inches by 10 inches, surrounded by rocks. And it's in like a little nook of the cliff, so it's pretty sheltered from the ocean breezes, that kind of thing. Carving a piece of wood, apparently making a stake or something in the ground. And looks up at you in surprise, shocked.
I think I have that in my face goes white. I've cast it before.
No, I'll put my hands up. Yeah, as passively as I can. Don't worry, I'm not here to accost you or hurt you or anything.
I have to rest to get it back. It's not in my spellbook. Huh?
My name is Victor.
Pleasure to meet you.
Might I ask yours?
Motions to the fire. You see there's a fish on spit over the fire. She says, it should be done soon.
You might have a small piece if you're offering. But I wouldn't want to take your dinner.
I've got extra. My name's Rachel.
Nice to meet you, Rachel. Hope you don't mind if I ask you a couple of questions.
No, I'd be all right.
It's my understanding that you made the trip over on the Russia's Dulcet Crow.
Sure enough.
Have any chance to talk to any of the passengers or notice anything strange about any of them during the trip?
No. I pretty well kept to myself because I wasn't invited.
Any issues with any of the crew, or any problems that you heard about with the crew?
No, I saw some carpenters come down fixing the boat, ship and stuff, and I mostly laid low when the quartermaster's mates were down there shipping all the cargo, and so I really only interacted with maybe one or two crewmen, and it was just to stay out of their way. Most of the passengers didn't come down that low. There was a couple of men who seemed like they were trying to get away from whatever was going on overhead.
I heard there was one man who basically never took a meal on board. Is that
Yeah.
Some people value their privacy sometimes.
Maybe two.
Maybe two.
There was a guy who came and went from upstairs, but I think about every time the shift was changing, about every time they were going to dinner, things like that, he was down by in the hold. I don't know if he even knew I was there, but he was down most of the time when people were moving around. But then there was another guy, and I'm pretty sure he knew I was there, because he was there, he was down in the hold, like he might have been a stowaway too. But he was real quiet. Never spoke.
You be able to describe either one of the men?
Maybe, but it was dark. I could give you something.
Take whatever you could give me.
So the guy who was downstairs about all the time, he was a young guy. Darker hair, brown or black. Taller than me, but not as tall as most. A little over 5 foot, maybe 5.5 foot. The other guy, he was older, but kind of similar, real strong looking, muscular, built like all the way down from his shoulders to his knees. And otherwise pretty thin, and he was definitely 5.5 foot at least. But he stayed buried. The only reason I saw him was because sometimes I saw him sitting up. He never went upstairs at all. That's what made me think he was a stowaway like me.
I'm assuming you got on board in Diamond Phillips. Mm-hmm. What if you decide to come out here?
Well, I'm from the capital originally. This is about as far away. She stops and looks up at the birds. This is about as far away as I felt I could get safely. I was in an orphanage there for the better part of 5 years. Never enough to eat. Getting to be as old as I am now, unspeakable things just might be coming. So, better than getting tossed out on the street. I saved every bit of coin I could get a hold of. Copper off the street. And I started east. On up in Diamond Cove, but then I found out there's a lot of street gangs, a lot of, they call them families. And if you ain't part of one, you ain't safe on the street. If you are part of one, you can't leave. So from there, it was either go down to Southern Miss Cove, and on account of I heard there it's illegal to be homeless, or north to the Pan Reach, echoes through killer carp territory, and most people don't make it, they say. So this is what I had left. I got some skills, might be old enough to be employable by some, and I heard a lot of people are getting a fresh start here. So if I get a fresh start and I can find some way to make some money, then either I build a life for myself or I move on. Either way, at least I'm out of the orphanage and off the street.
So you're doing pretty good so far, better than most people I know. at least in terms of taking care of yourself here.
I think most of them got a plot of land for coming and money. I got nothing. Except free passage on the ship.
What skills do you have?
You can fish, work with wood some. As you can see, I'm young, strong, fast on my feet. That's about it.
Smart enough to stow away and wise enough not to get caught.
Not getting caught is mostly about not eating and not opening your mouth.
It's a matter of wisdom and willpower. And some of that comes just from living.
At that point, you realize someone has walked up around the edge of the cliff, and you see that it's the guy from the fishing shack. And, he says, "There she be." And he strolls up to the edge of her camp. She looks nervous again. This that stowaway you was looking for, eh?
You guessed to the island now.
Huh? Yes, huh?
Like most who come here.
Jesus. When you're ready, you can move around a little closer to the shack. That way we can keep an eye on you. A lot of guys come out here drinking late at night. It's not necessarily safe. Don't worry. We'll make sure she's safe.
That would be wise. That's the rest you were we were talking about. Let me see what I can do. This is a place for fresh starts.
She looks at the several fish that she has there, and he says, "You fish, huh?" She goes, "Yep."
Apparently better than most.
He says, "You know, that's what we do. We fish. And we sell the fish, and that's how we survive. Not a rich living, but ain't nobody starving, and we take care of each other." She starts to smile slightly. "I gotta get back. You move your camp closer. Not safe over here." "What, Victor?" "You tell Ren I said hi, or I'll see him around."
"He should be back in town here shortly."
"I wondered. I hadn't seen him since day before yesterday.
We had some business up in the mountains that took a little bit of time. He and a few of the others are up there wrapping up some lost ends, some loose ends."
Faintly in the distance, you hear a voice say, "Hello?" And he goes, "I'm coming!" And he jogs off. And you notice that he's pretty quick on his feet.
Not accessible.
Jesus. "Well, I guess I gotta pack up and move closer to the fishing shack."
"It might be best. I will say that I think that they are good people. Yes. As you said, they're trying to make a simple living.
Are you the first thing I said?
And if you can pull your weight, I think they would appreciate the hand.
Take all the friends I can get."
"If you should run into any trouble, you have my name, and I shouldn't be too hard to find around town."
She says, "I wouldn't have believed it. I mean, I didn't know you were here or working on the island when I came out here. But back in Moon, most of the kids in the orphanage know your name. Lady Cynthia, the princess, used to come around and she'd tell all kinds of stories. They say no one knew she was there, but she didn't keep from us. She didn't keep from us who she was. I think she made us able to dream, hope for better. It's been a couple of years now, though, maybe three, before she's visited any of the orphanages in the capital, to my knowledge. Things ain't going good. But I'm real blessed to be out here and to know that the stories that she told about you weren't fully fish tales.
All I can do is my best.
She sets about breaking down her camp.
I'll head back in.
You set about your murder hunting.
Yeah. Fairly sure she's not the assassin.
She is not fair to be the assassin. Nor does the seamstress. Or in league with the assassin. So that leaves two people. Both of them.
Four, when you count the two men who kept them themselves.
That's a victory.
Yeah. I've still got the luggage people, but I'm pretty sure that... I'm yeah. pretty sure that that's...
Well, they could be in league, but they could have had, like, an assassin chest.
Well, they could have brought the assassin stuff with them.
Yes.
Since they were very worried about losing it and being held accountable.
Okay. We're going to stop here soon, but I'll take you to a certain point. It is the point at which you meet back up with Amalia. And then she tells you that in the interim, while the two of you were separated, that she did a little exploration herself, and that she located a man who told her that two fellows who matched the descriptions of the two people who were keeping to themselves aboard ship. Mm-hmm. Signed on to the lumberjacking crew not long after they hit town. And so they went out of town to the north into the woods to cut trees.
And let's go up into the woods to look for them.
Yep. That's what it would appear. And I'll give you that. At some point in time, by some means, you will locate the two women. And that's interesting because you will find out that they are Emma. He's actually a potter. Kind of weird. All right.
Competition.
I might have had the wrong one.
24 and 11 is what I have. Is it supposed to be 24 and 21, maybe?
I had 24. I had 31 because I was the kitchen maid Emma. But if there's somebody else Emma, I might have missed that.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's 11. Potter Emma. Anyway, it's her and Servant Grace, number 24.
Yep.
And they're actually coming in advance of their mistress, who is called Lady Jacqueline Moreau, which you had no knowledge previous to that she was coming, but she is actually she actually holds the title of Baroness. And they will say that it is their belief that she will be here by this time next week. So within the next 4 or 5 days, probably.
Huh?
And so really all we will need, assuming it goes as expected, we just need the lumberjacking scene. the party in the woods will have to determine whether they're going to make another foray into the bottom of the lake. While all of this has been going on, Lorelai has been sleeping.
So is Dorkian.
And Dorkian has been sleeping in preparation for getting a gazillion spells back.
I don't know about a gazillion, but I'm attempting to bring back.
Actually, Dorkian, wait, sounds a little spell. You could sleep 10 hours, get Limited Wish, cast Limited Wish.
Dorkian would have to
sleep
transfer help to Limited Wish. He doesn't memorize it.
Yeah, he has to transfer.
Yeah, you'd be fine doing that. Oh, yeah, so that would mean you're sleep 8 hours, right? So 4, 6, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, so you only have to sleep 8 hours.
I don't
sleep
even 8 hours. That. I can transfer a fourth. I can transfer a fourth and a third into a seventh and only sleep 6 hours.
Oh, there you go. But then you would have to sleep again to get 8 hours to get all your spells back. Or no, to get no, you don't have to get 4, so you don't have 6 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, so well, you could sleep
6 hours. Limited Wish, 6 hours.
It's for so first and second.
You need at most.
But that
13 hours.
Transfer is terrible.
You sleep 6 hours.
Depends on how much free magic you got lying around.
Limited Wish.
How bad you used it up in the fight.
Why would I have to sleep again?
To get the third door back.
Give in.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I wanted all of my spells. Makes you stronger. If I have the time, I'll do that anyway.
Yeah. You just need a ring of
fire. But actually, in between, I'm going to cast a fourth level.
Well, we do have a clock that's the potential.
Yeah. So that'll be an extra hour. As long as I have mm-hmm. Which I'm sure I will, because I seriously doubt Lorelai's doing that.
So
doing what?
The mystery is not yet resolved, but much progress has been made. And just so everyone is aware, I will be giving experience to your actual characters for the role-playing, not a role-playing modifier, but actual experience for the role-playing of the NPCs they did today. And then I will give you the affect your role-playing modifier by how well you played your puny NPCs. And then that will include Ariana and Caleb, who will get experience for Dan and Selena.
Oh, they're cat.
They're doing their four.
They're not
that fast anymore.
They're playing the sailors.
I usually give a role-playing experience, but this, because it was kind of arduous, I was going to do, you'll get experience for playing the characters and role-playing experience.
This is a strange thing.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.